At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Oh, man. So, Will, we did this. I put this post up before the show. If anybody would like to put a picture up for us to roast them, since I have been getting completely lambasted for over 24 hours now. I mean, they've been pulling no punches on me. And it's a lot of people. A lot of people are on me, being very mean to John. It's pretty funny stuff. If you go to my personal Facebook page and my Instagram, Johnny B. Tampa, you'll see I posted a picture, and it's all over Twitter. I mean, I had people coming up to me today in Sarasota going, dude, I keep seeing 2003 you every time I open up any social media platform. It just pops on my screen. I'm like, what do you want? I mean, it's getting a lot of traction. I'm sorry. You know, like, and the funny part was, is I posted it because I thought, man, I look like such an idiot boy band douche, right?
Now, when you got those pictures back, huh? Were you like, these look really good?
That was my headshot, dude. That was what I used.
You were like, these are dope. I like these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you had, that was your MySpace profile pic.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, 100%.
That was on your OkCupid.
OkCupid?
What did
you
use?
I've only used
whatever match, whatever.
Yeah,
that was like plenty of fish.
No, that was from 2003, dude. It took me about 2 years to get a new headshot and totally never look at that one again. Mm-hmm. Maybe not even two, maybe a year. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I just found it when I was going through a bunch of my old stuff when I was revamping the Fat Cave Studio, and yeah, I was like, oh my god. But a lot of people are giving me positive feedback. Like, girls are like, wow, you were really cute. I'm like, okay, well, thanks for saying I was, but that's fine. I get it.
You know what they meant.
Yeah. And I had a dude come up to me today and go, man, you are a good-looking guy in 2003. I'm like, all right, well, you're gay today, and that's fine. You know, like, all right. And he's like, seriously, like, your lips. I'm like, okay.
And he just started kissing you, kissing the back of your neck.
He did. Yeah, he gave me a hickey on the back of my neck. Wow. Hard to explain that one.
Sniffing your hair. Really? Joe Biden in you. Giving you some dope.
Yeah.
Sniffing you in, breathing God. In your essence, your musk.
Yes. What are you wearing? Is that Pierre Cardin?
Like, oh, this is my natural scent.
Yeah. It's just garlic coming out of my pores.
Yeah.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. So the post was, got an awful picture of yourself, want us and the B-holes to roast you on air tonight? Post your pic here. So you can go on to facebook.com/TheJohnnyBShow, and you can roast any of these folks right like under their pictures. You could comment on it, or you can call in if you'd like to refer to them. But we've got a few. We've got a handful here. Oh man.
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah.
It's good stuff, man. All right, let's just start in. We got Mark Carr.
Oh my god.
Mark Carr. I love this. What a good sport.
You look like you're about to be removed from a food packaging, Mark.
Yeah. I love Jason Butler, who he owns Rock After Dark. Karaoke, best karaoke in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
He posted exactly what I thought when I saw it. Hamilton, like
I don't get it.
Hamilton, the play, the guy, the lead actor, and I'm brain farting his name, but it actually.
Oh, the Lin-Manuel.
Yeah, it was released today, I believe. Disney is streaming it on their platform, the theatrical release.
Uh-huh.
But he looks just like that guy. It's so funny.
Like Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
He looks like he was taking a dump in public and somebody caught him and they took a picture and he's like, oh, caught me making poop. He looks like he didn't look in the mirror during the entire quarantine and then he finally looked and saw what his hair looked like not going to a barber for 3 months. He looks like, in this picture... I can't tell if that's a towel around his neck, or if he just hates his haircut that much. He's still a good-looking guy, though.
He is very handsome.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You did not post her on there.
That's he looks like Lori Lightfoot. Dude.
It's the same haircut.
I know.
Holy
they have
hell.
The same look. Dude, Lori Lightfoot stole your look, Mark.
That's not right.
That's messed up.
I didn't even know who Lori Lightfoot was.
It's the mayor of Chicago.
Oh, my God. I didn't know her last name was Lightfoot.
Yeah.
Is that that's like very, a Native like American
a,
name.
It's kind of a Native American name.
I like it.
Lightfoot.
Hell yeah.
Runs with thunder.
Okay. Let's go to the next picture. We've done enough to pour Mark Carr. It's so funny, though. You got time. Post your picture if you want us to kick you straight in the nuts. Steve Err. I don't know what's going on with this picture. I don't know if that's him.
No, that's a meme, dude.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's like that kid, like.
Eating a sour apple? What's he doing? All right, let's ignore it then. Let's go down to Gary Ray. He goes, tell me when this is happening.
Oh, Gary.
Oh, my Lord. Look at Gary.
He's got a reckless tattoo. The only thing he's reckless with is his dental hygiene.
Oh! See, this picture makes me not want to talk crap about Gary.
Yeah, Gary will kill you.
Gary looks like he got kicked out of Six Mile Creek. That's what he looks like. Gary is scary looking.
Yeah.
Like he was too roughneck for Six Mile Creek. They're like, you got to get out of here, Gary.
Yeah.
We don't need you around here with your uneducated, stupid. I'm surprised Gary's tattoo is spelled correctly, to be honest with you. Lord have mercy.
I don't know if that's his girlfriend or his sister
or both.
Both.
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks like crackhead Jessica Stardust.
She looks like Jessica Stardust before she worked out or got the acne medicine.
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing. I love the fact that he has a Dr. Pepper in the background because even though he's reckless, he still needs a chaser.
Yeah. Oh, he's drinking Jim Beam.
He's wearing a Cowboys hat. Yeah, you're on America's team. Way to go, champ. He's sitting in the bushes, a.k.a. his living room.
Gary.
Gotcha, Gary.
His dirty shirt on.
Oh, my God. I can't tell what these splotches are on his shirt.
You don't want to know.
It's not from a good place. That's for sure.
No.
727-579-1025-800-771-1025. All right, well, we're going to get beat up by Gary, so let's go to the next photo. Let's see here. What we got? I don't know. Matthew, this guy needs to stop with his filters. All right, look. Murderhouse Matt, you didn't have to put an ugly filter on your picture. It was good by itself. You were scary before that.
Oh, man.
And you didn't need to put a finger in your face, all right? You could have used a real penis.
He looks like he's about to chow down on it, too.
He looks like he's about to chow down every time I see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, usually because he's eating something. Always.
Absolutely. Yeah. He is a large, large man.
He did have a shirt on, but he ate it.
Yeah, he is shirtless in this, right?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
No, it's good.
Oh, it looks like Luke Skywalker is getting ready to slice him open and crawl inside of him for warmth. You big fat ass. You idiot.
Jag off.
This is fun. I like this. Let's do more of this. This is great. Oh, man. Tim Dobbins, one of my best friends from way back in the day. He got me. Ultimate troll job. You see who that is in the picture?
I was going to say, it looks like lame Johnny B.
It is me from, I wouldn't say 1998.
Mm-hmm.
At about 450 pounds.
Wow.
Playing that's a Dreamcast controller.
Wow.
And look what I'm doing to that poor recliner.
It's just leaning forward.
It's gave
hanging
up.
Hanging on for dear life.
That thing gave up. That recliner is not reclining. That recliner, it's a recloser. It's done. This poor thing.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, look at that. I had hair, dude. How do you like that hair?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Look at me.
Wow.
Look at that.
When did you start losing your hair?
Right then, probably. It was right around then. So that was, I noticed I was going bald in 99, and that's when I started shaving my hair. So that was before then.
Wow.
Holy hells. I've known that guy way too long. That is scary.
That watch is just hanging on for dear life.
Look at that
wrist.
Fat bitch. I'm going to zoom in on this.
What game were you playing? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was playing NFL 2K or whatever on Dreamcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at that. Look at the white pants and the black sneakers. What a jerk off. I look like somebody got drunk and just hit the avatar random button on this guy. Big fat ass.
I like the fan right near the chair.
Yeah, I needed a fan everywhere I was. Look at that. There's a newspaper next to me. I read the newspaper. That's how long ago this was.
They put that down, that paper, before you sat in that chair. Like a hamster cage.
No, because I'm a giant turd. Yeah. Good Lord have mercy. How did they have time to snap this picture between my meals? What a fat piece of crap. Lord have mercy. Oh, I can hear me breathing in the photo.
Yeah, you look sad, dude.
What a fat turd. Damn. I don't know if that's a goatee or if one of my chins was crying.
Oh, poor thing.
Johnny B. Show. Hey, who's this?
This is Murder House Matt.
Oh, what's up, fat ass?
Yeah.
What up, you a-hole?
Yeah. You asked for it, baby.
I gotta get it right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Is your 90s Christian band still together?
Sure. Yeah, we're looking for an opener. If you wanna come open for us as a group by yourself, big ass, yeah. I'm just kidding.
I am the fat boys all together.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh man, all things considered, pretty good, man. Still alive.
Hell yeah, man. That's all we can do now. I actually say that to people now, like when they go, how's everything going? I go, just trying to stay alive. And they're like, man, that's a real thing right now.
Yeah.
I know.
You can't even joke about it.
It's so stupid. Just trying to
that's
breathe.
That's pretty much all we can do anymore.
Word up, kid. Word up.
Well, how are you celebrating America's birthday, Matt?
Good question.
By blowing up a small part of it.
Oh, you letting off fireworks at the crib?
Maybe. Probably barbecuing outside a little bit.
Okay.
Not going anywhere.
Some snakes and sparklers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I got to have a little fun.
What have some of those little army tanks?
Oh, I love those.
You
actually
light them, and they roll like 3 inches, and then they just blow up.
Uh-huh.
Never acts like a real tank.
Still cool, though.
Little spinners and some fountains.
Ooh. Ooh. Or what's the one that's like a little box, and it has a bunch of little Saturn missiles? And
you pay
like $20, and then a bunch of tiny little swirly little little squealy little rockets shoot up, and it's over in like 30 seconds. You're like, buy $20.
Well, they have one of those that have 1,000 shots in them.
Yeah,
and we bought like 5 of them, put them all together. They fell over, and we were dodging them for like 5 minutes.
I want to throw one on my neighbor's back porch.
You should.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just found this video on YouTube. It's a guy that had put 3,600. Of them together, the 12x300 on YouTube.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. That's worth
a bad idea.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a wonderful holiday there, pal.
You guys too. Take care, man.
Yeah, stay fat.
See you, man.
Hold up. Hold up. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025. I'm glad he was listening for that roast. Beautiful. Now, man, Dorianne, her big ass chin. What's going on?
I don't know why, but Dorianne just looks like a ham sandwich. I don't even know
why. She looks like a sad thumb with a shirt on.
Yeah.
What is going on? I don't know if she's smiling, and that's the best she can do.
No.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
I feel bad, though. I'm sure she's pretty. If you were to take that picture in any other angle, in any other time in the history of the world, that was probably just the one picture where that happened to her. Good Lord have mercy. She's got that shelf behind her with all the stuff, and I'm wondering if there's anything that can help her behind her.
A shotgun with one shell in it?
God, no. No, Will.
I'm sorry, Dory.
And it says, that Sunday look.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
God, don't, I'd hate to see Monday.
I say, don't blame Jesus for what happened to you.
My goodness.
Oh, Lord. She got a Steeler shirt on. Ugh. Looks like she got hit with a steel curtain right in the face.
Oh, Dory.
Poor thing. Hey, her hair looks good, though.
Okay.
Nope.
You say so.
No, it's bad. It looks like she's actually holding in a poop right now. That face tells me I'm going to take a doo-doo.
It looks like she just ate a poop.
Oh!
She just finished it.
Yes. That's very sad.
Oh, don't worry.
If you want to know who the people we're talking about, go to the Johnny B Show on Facebook. See the post, and you'll see all the people we're talking about. And this is all in fun. We don't actually dislike these people. Dory's actually very cute. We just they want to be roasted. We're giving it to them. Just like I've been getting it for 24 hours on my personal page by local celebrities, national celebrities, listeners, friends, family, everybody. Just collectively kicking me in the crotch, and I love it. Feels good.
I used to have a picture of me from seventh grade on my phone. That was pretty good. I'm wearing a FUBU shirt, and I'm not. I'm trying to look tough.
Dude, I was FUBU jersey guy.
I was FUBU jersey kid.
05.
They fit good. I was a big fatso. And
you could get them for like $12 at Burlington Coat Factory.
Yeah. They were dope.
South Pole.
I did have some South Pole. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I might still have some South Pole laying around my house. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I wouldn't be surprised. You got any Twism gear?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I got Fat Farm. I got all the Burlington stuff from the last 20 years. It's cheap.
I used to shop there, too.
They got big and tall sizes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it fits my my inner city appeal. Matter of fact, the shirt I'm wearing right now is an Adidas hoodie. I got it. Luckily, this hoodie at Burlington, I freaked out when I saw it. There was three Adidas hoodies and a 3XL, and I grabbed all three of them because this retail is about a $90 hoodie, and I got it at Burlington for like, I don't know, 40. Very excited about it. So
I'm going to text you this.
Uh-oh.
And then you can, if you'd like to.
Oh, my God.
You didn't even get it yet.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I think you airdropped it to me.
Oh, whoops.
My God. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Yeah, this is Tom.
Hello, Tom.
How you doing? I want to talk to Rerun.
Ah, is that me?
Oh, that's you. You changed your voice on me, brother.
Hey.
Hey, I just figured out what those stains were on Gary.
What's that?
His girlfriend's Big D.
Okay. All right.
You guys have a great 4th of July.
You too, pal. All right. I want to roast him. I don't even know what he looks like.
Girlfriend's Big D?
I don't know, man. I think he was trying to clean it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you kind of got to, because obviously we could have went with that as well, but we just can't.
Yes.
We'll get fired if we say those words about, like,
no.
See where I'm pointing?
I see, yeah.
It's liquid that came from there.
I see
it's
that.
That's what it actually is.
Yes.
You know?
Okay, well, the noise is probably not good either.
No, what are you talking about? No.
Is that how it sounds?
No.
It's like a little sprinkler?
I said it goes.
Oh, boy. Really?
That's how mine goes.
Yeah, you ready? You ready for this? Did you just poop? Nope.
Nope, that was front end.
Yep.
That was front end sounds.
Take a look at your shirt. Neat, huh?
My urethra is a large urethra. Oh, man.
It's been fun, guys.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll put that picture of me.
Put it on the Facebook page.
I'll put it on the Facebook page.
Go
y'all
get him.
Make fun of young Billy.
Get Will. He needs it, guys.
I feel bad. Dory, make sure you get in there. Mark Carr.
It's pretty
get me
funny.
Back.
You look angry, and you have every right to be.
I was trying to look tough. Yeah.
Yeah, you look so tough.
Yeah.
I'll smack your little fat face.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Idiot. That is so funny. Oh, Lord. Lord Jesus, Lord. Dory, I'm sorry. I said mean stuff about Dory. I got to be nice. I feel bad. I don't mind roasting the guys so much. I feel bad about roasting the girls.
Yeah, I don't want to roast the girls. Although meth head Jessica Stardust kind of gave me a boner. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I like the little bit of acne that's going on.
Oh, she looks so attainable.
She hasn't bathed in a few days. I bet you she'd be very striking if you like cleaned her up, put her in a bath.
Oh, my God.
Washed her up a little bit.
Got some sandpaper, scuffed up her face a little bit, really cleaned it up.
Yeah. Just put some dish detergent and just swirl her around with a oar, you know.
Throw her in your industrial washing machine with some of those Downy balls to freshen her up real nice.
Yeah, you could put some lipstick on that pig.
Maybe. I don't know. Wow. Yeah. The Facebook page is already starting to blow up. So, very good. I'm glad you guys are as douchey as I thought you would be about all this. And
awful people.
You're horrible people, and I appreciate you.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.